Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Second go-round of the 61st Annual Wrangler National Finals Rodeo results look this way after a Friday night in the City of Lights in Las Vegas, Nevada. Cherokee Cowboy from Oklahoma, Coleman Proctor, who is roping with Ryan Motes out of Texas, were a no-time, unfortunately, tonight. 2017 World Champion Eric Rogers was a 9.7-second time with his partner, Kyle Lockett of California. They were a 9.7 after winning $15,000 in Round 1, none in Round 2 in the team roping. In the bareback bronc riding, Clayton Bigelow of California, the leader for the season in the PRCA, was in second place with a 90.5-point ride. Richmond champion of Texas was 91.5 to claim Round 1 with a bucking horse from Pickup Pro Rodeo in Texas. In the bareback bronc riding, Winnemucca, Nevada rookie Trenton Montero claimed the round in the bareback bronc riding with a 90.5-point ride on Prairie Rose, the bucking horse. Tim O'Connell, three-time defending world champion, was second in the bareback riding representing Iowa. Nevada in the winner's circle again, Elko's Dakota Eldridge claiming the round in the steer wrestling competition with a 3.6-second time. Bridger Chambers and J.D. Struckness were second and third with a 3.8. Former world champion steer wrestler Tyler Wagasback from Louisiana claimed round number two with a 3.6-second time. Ty Erickson of Helena, Montana was crowned the PRCA season champion. Wagasback defending his title graciously in round two. Round two in the saddle bronc riding sees Jesse Wright of Utah winning the round with an 89.5 ride. His brother Rusty Wright finishing second with an 85.5 on Dakota Rodeo Company's Cash Deal, named after Cheyenne River's Sioux Indian cowboy Cash Deal. Stephenville, Texas, Marty Yates was the fastest time in the tie-down roping with a 7.3-second time. Ladies barrel racing round number two saw Minco, Oklahoma's Donna K. Rule turn the cloverleaf pattern in a 13.69-second time. That was a very special win for the eldest lady in the field at 61 years of age. Good job, Oklahoma's Donna K. Rule. Bull riding round number two saw Garrett Smith be a 91.5-point ride. Richmond champion has moved to the top of the world in the bareback bronc riding standings. Clayton Bigelow from California drops to second. Tim O'Connell goes from sixth to third in the steer wrestling after round number two to the defending champion from Louisiana. Tyler Wagasback is on top of the list. J.D. Struckness in second. Caleb Driggers is leading the header division for the team roping. Junior Nagara back on top of the list as a heeler in the team roping. The world championship is determined after the season. The NFR and the aggregate, Zeke Thurston is looking at his second world title, leading Canada in number one position for the saddle bronc riding now. Thurston is your leader. Marty Yates of Texas is the number one man in the tie-down roping. Barrel racing, Lisa Lockhart at her 13th National Finals Rodeo is number one in the nation for the ladies barrel racing in the WPRA. With eight rounds to go, Sage Still Kimsey, still number one, seeking his sixth world title in the bull riding. We had the privilege of visiting with saddle bronc rider after round two, Utah's Jesse Wright.
You always want your focus on your markup because you got to set that sets up for a great ride. I had it really focused in on that. Definitely after last night, it makes me feel I'm back up here now.
We spoke to a former world champion after the steer wrestling, Tyler Wagasback from Louisiana.
I had actually run the steer at the Cinch Shootout in Fort Madison, Iowa earlier this year, and I was fortunate enough to win the Cinch Shootout on him. And so I was pretty pumped up whenever I found out what I had drawn tonight and was able to capitalize with a good run.
Oklahoma's Clay Smith and Nevada's Jordan Corkill talk about a win in the team roping.
Luckily tonight we were kind of towards the end, and I wasn't even really roping for the time. I just was going for fast as I could without messing up, and we ended up being fast enough. So,
well, sometimes you just want him to handle it so you can get 2 feet as best.
I always count on him handling it. Yeah, I want to do as little as I can, and I usually get to do that, so that's all good.
Episodes of this program may be heard on RandyTaylorAnnouncer.com. Compliments of 4B Web Design. Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.